Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her name is Miss Samantha Combs. Last name is C as in cat, O, M as in Mary, B as in Bobby, S as in Sam.
And
her
number?
Best phone number is 702-628-1099. She's a new claimant.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Ms. Combs, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much for your patience, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Samantha?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, the young man before me, before you that transferred me is it.
Okay. So he's not an attorney. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. And yes. Then are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm so, so sorry. How are you doing now?
I'm doing good.
Okay,
can't
I'm happy
complain.
To hear that. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. What is your date of diagnosis?
It was October 7th,
2023. Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
California.
California. Alrighty. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Mercy Hospital, the downtown office. Our hospital, Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Gregory Kliss, K-L-I-S.
Okay, let me get his information. Gregory R. Kliss?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a phone number for him or do you want me to pull it from Google?
It is 661-306-4833.
Okay. Is this the same doctor that diagnosed you, that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write that information down. And approximately, when did you start your treatment? What month and year, or what date?
October 18, 2023.
Yes, ma'am. And then what kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy, hysterectomy surgery, and pain medications.
Alrighty, and then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and how many times a year would you say that you used hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, at least every month, 3 to 4, maybe 2 to 3 times a month.
So 2 to 3 times a month every month? Is that correct?
I'm sorry, at least once a month, every month.
Okay, so about 12 times a year?
Yes, or more.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
5/27/1979.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then at the moment, do you recall of any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
Oh, yeah, I have several.
Family?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, what state did you use the hair relaxer in?
California.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer? What month and year?
About July 2011.
And when did you stop?
September 2023.
Okay, and then you said you used it monthly. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products, would you say? About 12 years, is that correct?
Oh, yes. 12 or more, for sure.
Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. When you did it at home, where did you purchase the product from? What store?
Oh, Walmart, Beauty Supplies, Walgreens.
Okay. And then when you did is there any other ones that you'd like to mention?
Dollar General.
Dollar General?
Yeah.
And then when you did the process professionally, what salon did you go to?
Oh, back then I'd say Studio 555. They are no longer open. Let's see.
Was that in Bakersfield, California?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Was there another place that you did it at that you wanted to put down?
No.
Okay, so Studio 555, and the address I have for Studio 555 is 2215 Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93304.
Correct.
And the phone number I have is 661-327-5550. And then what brand name products have you used?
For perms or?
For the hair relaxer, what products did you use?
Oh, Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis?
L'Oreal.
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and write that down
I'm sorry.
Give me one moment, okay? And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Samantha.
Yes. Yeah.
And your middle name, Marie?
Correct.
And your last name, Combs?
Correct.
And then what is your social?
571-59-5535.
Okay, thank you so much. For your email, I have smnthcombs31@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
And the phone number I have for you is 702-628-1099.
That's correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. Can I get your current?
My cell is my contact.
Okay. Did you want me to put down your cell or both?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Okay. Thank you. And then can I get your current full address, please?
3805 Leyburn, LeyburnCourt, Bakersfield, California, 9311.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance?
No, they're all at the hospital.
Okay, but there is proof of them?
Yeah.
And the hospital has them? Okay. And then if need be, if the attorneys needed you to provide those medical records, would you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
However they need, yes.
Okay. Whichever option you can choose, I do have to pick one.
It would be mail.
Mail, okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Lives with me.
Okay, and who is this person to you? What's the relationship?
My mother.
Mother? And then can I get your mother's phone number, please?
661-204-1668.
And then can you spell your mom's first name for me, please?
Carlene, C-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Last name?
Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
Okay, for her first name, I have C-A-R-L-E-N-E, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. You don't currently have an attorney, and you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer on October 7, 2023. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor is Gregory R. Kliss. The address I have for the facility is 2215 Truxton Ave in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93301. And the doctor's phone number that I have is 661-306-4833. You were diagnosed in the state of California, and you used hair relaxer roughly 12 times a year. You are a resident of the United States, and I have your date of birth as May 27, 1979. In regards to when you started using hair relaxer, it was roughly around July 1st, 2011. And when you stopped using hair relaxer, it was roughly around September 1st, 2023. You did use these products monthly and used it for about 12 years. In regards to where you received your hair relaxer treatment, when you purchased it at home, you purchased from Walmart, Beauty Supply, Walgreens, and Dollar General. And when you did it at a salon, it was at Studio 555, located at 2215 Brundage Lane, in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93304. The phone number I have for Studio 555 is 661-327-5550. In regards to products you've used Dark and Lovely as well as L'Oreal. In regards to treatment, you started your treatment October 18, 2023. For treatment, you did chemotherapy, a hysterectomy, and pain medications. And then for your first name, I have Samantha, S-A-M-A-N. T-H-A, last name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, I'm sorry, middle name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and last name Combs, C-O-M-B-S. For your social, I have 571-59-5535. For your email, I have smnthcombs31@yahoo.com. And your cell phone number, I have 702-628-1099. For your address, I have 3805 Layburn Court in Bakersfield, California, zip code 93311. In regards to your emergency contact, I have your mother that lives with you. Her name is Carlene, C-A-R-L-E-N-E, Logan, L-O-G-A-N. Phone number I have for Carlene is 661-204-1668. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Anything you'd like me to change your ad?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what the system's doing is it's generating your documents. You're going to receive a text, so I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward.
Okay.
So it should say on the text message you received, it should say DocuSign. I believe it has my name on it, Shireen Sakala. And then it'll also have a link attached to it. Do you see
yes.
it? Okay. So go ahead and click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature, and then you'll hit agree, and then it's going to ask you, or it's going to say start, so you'll go ahead and click start. Once you hit start, it'll prompt you to all the signature fields where you need a sign or initial, and then once you're done with everything, it'll say finish. So let me know once you're done, and I'll walk you through the rest of the process.
Okay.